Meiser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches, 4:8. This Mishnah has two separate points. We'll take each one in turn. And both are a little bit confusing, and therefore I want to try to make sure that the principles at work, which are not that difficult at all, are perfectly clear before we grapple with the words of the Mishnah, which make things a bit confusing. So the point of the first part of the Mishnah is that if you are using a coin that's chulin, and you're deconsecrating slowly your Maaser Sheni as you can consume it and putting it onto that chulin coin, right, as one does nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, if you have the backyard, you have a whatever, an apple tree. So each time you pull the apples off the tree, you'll use an existing coin you've got taped to your refrigerator to be the source where you redeem the Maaser Sheni off the apples. And that can go out through the whole year, for argument's sake, to all different kinds of fruits, adding more and more value to that coin taped to the fridge, let's say. So that's the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about where you're deconsecrating your Maaser Sheni produce slowly onto a coin. And the question it wants to address is, how do you deal with a situation where the value of the coin in a different location is worth more or less? Okay, in other words, the coin you're bringing is a coin that was perhaps, let's say, minted in an outside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the usual exchange rate might be different if you take it to another place in Eretz Yisrael. So the basic principle of the Mishnah is very straightforward, which is, as you do the redemption, it takes up more and more space in the coin based on the value of what you're redeeming at the time you redeem it. The value that you're putting onto the coin at the time you deconsecrate it. So that would mean, for argument's sake, and I'll get exact illustrations in a minute, but let's just say, for argument's sake, you're eating your apples, and let's say that, they're the coins. So in Mishnaic times, the small coins, they were Nechoshet coins. Nechoshet is correctly often translated as copper, though sometimes as brass or bronze. And the reason why is because copper was the primary content of brass and bronze, but brass is copper that's alloy that's mixed with a little bit of zinc. And in the Bronze Age, it was copper alloy with a bit of tin, typically. Okay, so copper and tin makes bronze, and that's usually what these coins are made of in part. So in any case, these inexpensive copper coins, the smallest is the pruta. Okay, the pruta was really not worth very much at all. It's the smallest coin they had. And then 8 prutas are worth typically 1 isar. An isar was a coin, the isarius was a coin both in the Roman world as well as the as was in the Greek world. So we talk here about the isar ha-italki, which means the Greek isar. Obviously, Italki in modern Hebrew means Italian, but there was no Italy in the sense we have today, the Italian peninsula, and that region of the world is referred to as the Italki by Chazal. We're talking about the northern Mediterranean. Okay, so the Greek as, or isar, was 8 prutos. Then you had a coin which is typically twice as valuable, Chazal called the pundion. The pundion is 2 isar. Okay? If you want to do like a Wikipedia or something, it's the dupondius, and that's a Roman coin. Okay? As it happens, the isar and the pundion, the as or sarius and the dupondius, were often the same size. And therefore, they just come from two different regions and could have perhaps varying copper content. And that being the case, they could sometimes not have the usual exchange rates. But the typical exchange rate, which you should let stick into your head for the whole of learning Shas, is that pruta is the smallest coin, 8, and less than that, the Torah doesn't recognize as having value at all. It's like below pruta, just forget about it. And all sorts of halachas. Doesn't have the shear of value yet. But so that's the smallest like quantum of value, 1 pruta. 8 prutas is the isar. 2 isarum is the pundion, which means 16 prutas in a pundion typically. Okay? But again, as you'll see in the Mishnah in a moment, the isar and pundion could from time to time, it seems for our Mishnah, shift around in terms of the relative value. So here's the story. You're eating your apples, and let's say the going rate for a a dozen apples is an isar, okay, for argument's sake. Okay, which means you could get 2 dozen apples for a pundion. Now, let's say you eat half the dozen apples. Okay, so you've eaten 6 of those apples, half a dozen apples you've consumed. So you'd figure, and you've, as you eat them, they were Meister Sheni apples, and you said the Kedushas Meister Sheni is going to go onto this Isra I have taped to the fridge, and you know, I figure I've got a dozen apples, and I've got one Isar, and it's going to work out fine. As I eat the apples, I'll just redeem them, deconsecrate them onto the coin, and it'll work out, you know, the dozen apples will be the perfect fit for one Isar coin. The question is, what happens if after you'd half the dozen, so you've used up half your coin, if you will, of its ability to retain Meister Sheni Kedusha, forget all the issues of Chomesh, and then you take your Isar coin in your pocket and you go elsewhere, and you figure, oh, I'm going to eat more apples over here, but with the elsewhere that you go, the value of the Isar is more or less, the Mishnah will discuss. So for argument's sake, let's say the value of the Isra is more. And now, it's the same as the Pundin. You could buy not one, but 2 dozen apples with this Isar. So the question is, how many apples more can you eat in this new location that are Meister Sheni apples that you've brought along with you and deconsecrate them onto this Isar coin, which is only half used up? The answer is, you could actually still fill up the whole second half of the coin, which in the my scenario now, went from being not half a dozen, but being a whole dozen apples, right? Because in your original location, a dozen apples was worth one Isar. You only have half an Isar left to free to take Kedushas Meister Sheni. So you thought you could only do half a dozen apples onto it, but you move to a new location, bring your coin with you, your apples with you. Now this Isar is worth a lot more, and therefore could buy twice as many apples. So although you have half a coin left to receive Kedusha, that same amount of half a coin, if you went to the apple market, you'd be able to buy a whole dozen apples. And therefore the point of the mission is, you could redeem another whole dozen apples, a total of 1.5 dozen apples total be redeemed onto this coin. And that's the point of the mission. The point of the mission is, simply put, that when you do your redeeming onto your coin, you base it on the prevailing value and prices of the time and place that you are at now. And that will also work in the converse. If you had a half used up coin, if you will, and you relocate to a place where, the example I gave before, exactly the same. Let's say you're starting out with a dozen apples or worth one Isar, and then you use up half your coin, and then you go to another location, bring your coin and your apples with you, where now the coin is worth half as much. So now you wouldn't be able to eat another 6 apples, but only half that many. 3 more apples will be left before you've sucked up the value of the coin, and it's used up all the Kedusha that it can retain of Meister Sheni. Again, ignoring Chomish issues altogether. So that's the point of our Mishnah. Let's just see the words inside. The words are a little tricky, but we'll do our best here. It says, Hamaniach Isar. You place down an Isar coin. So that means, you tape your Isar coin to the fridge, and you say, as I'm eating my apples, I'll be Meister Sheni apples, I'll be deconsecrating them so I can eat them outside of Yerushalayim, and then I'll take that coin to Yerushalayim. V'achalav chetzio, you consumed half of the value of the coin worth of apples. So my example, for example, again, a dozen apples is one Isar, where you start things out. You ate half a dozen apples, you used up half your coin, and you think you could consume another half dozen apples. But instead, v'halach, before you eat those apples, you bring them to a new location, and you bring your coin with you to a new location. The truth is that bringing the apples is not important. You could get new apples. But you go to a new location with that old coin, which is half used up. V'halach l'makom acher, v'harei, in that new place, hu yotze b'fundion. This Isar coin is worth twice as much as it was in your old location. Again, the pundion typically is worth twice the Isar, but since it's the same size, it could be in a different location. The Isar is worth more. For argument's sake, let's say, hypothetically, it's Isar Italki, and went back to good old Italia, where it's worth more and more respected. The point is, whatever it is, this has more purchasing power, this coin, in this new location, and therefore could buy not 1 dozen, but 2 dozen apples, for argument's sake. So then, Ochalav od Isar, you can consume another Isar's worth of food, meaning an Isar back home could buy you 1 dozen apples. So now in your new location, you can eat another 1 dozen apples of Meister Sheni, deconsecrating them onto this coin. That's what it means, Ochalav od Isar. This is an Isar coin, but we need an Isar value, meaning half a pundion. Okay, so a lot of words, a little bit confusing, but hopefully it's perfectly clear. The ochel alav od isar, you could eat another isar, meaning by the old prices, where one dozen apples went for one isar, you have half a coin used up, meaning half a coin still available to receive kedushas ma'aser sheni. In a new location, you are allowed to eat a whole another isar worth of apples based on the old location's exchange rate, meaning that over there, an isar bought a whole dozen. So here too, since this isar's with more, you could buy a whole dozen, spending half your coin, and redeeming the story I gave you here, a total of one and a half dozen apples on this coin. The Mishnah says the converse, where you're going to where a place you're, where the coin is worth less than before. So it says, Hameniach pundion. You start out by putting a pundion on the table, or taping it to your fridge, whatever the case may be. Again, the pundion typically is worth two isar. And for argument's sake, let's say it's the same setup, where you could, one pundion in your original location would buy two dozen apples. V'achalav chetzio. And you used up half of the capacity of the pundion coin, meaning you ate one dozen apples already of Maaser Sheni, redeeming them onto the coin as you ate them. Okay? And then, v'halach l'makom acher, you take that half used up pundion coin, which where you started out could have bought as a whole coin two dozen apples. But you go to a new place, and in a new place, v'reyu b'isar, now apples go, now this coin is worth less. Okay, this pundion is only worth an isar in this new location. And isar, as we said before, only buys one dozen apples. So you used up half the coin already. So now, in this new place, this whole coin could only buy one dozen apples. In the original place, it could buy two dozen, but it's worth less here. It could buy one dozen apples. It's half used up, which means if you're going to redeem apples onto this coin, you only can redeem now half a dozen apples onto this coin. Because in this new location, this pundion is worth half what it was before. So, ochalav, od plug, you can eat on it, meaning apples to deconsecrate onto it, another half. Plug means half. It's a little confusing. We mean half of what it, half of an isar's value, because now it's only worth an isar, and you've meaning half of a, what you could buy before you could buy two dozen apples, half of that would be one dozen. So the point is you can eat just one dozen apples more on this coin, even though in the old country you could have bought, I'm sorry, I said that badly, I apologize. In this new location, the pundion is worth half what it was before, and we said it's a dozen apples per isar, so you only now have one isar total coin, you use half it up, so only you can now eat half a dozen apples more on this coin until it's all used up. I hope I said that clearly, and I hope I said it enough time that it's clear for everyone. Good. Okay, great. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, we go to a new part of a Mishnah altogether. It's like this, for my purposes, could be a whole new Mishnah altogether, right? This is totally a new topic here. The topic we're having over here is where you have an existing coin in Yerushalayim that has Kedushas Maaser Sheni on it, and you're slowly deconsecrating it by, you know, using it to purchase foodstuffs. Let's say, for example, just to make it simple here, you know, you put it on the table of the bar or the shopkeeper, whatever it is, and you start consuming food against it, against your tab, so you use it up. So the Mishnah's question is, at what point is the tiny bit of leftover Kedusha Maaser Sheni on this coin negligible, meaning you can just ignore it and the coin now reverts being a generic chulin coin. Remember, there's no promise that it'll work out exactly right, you know, when, you know, that this coin you know, it's got just a tiny, it's got a fraction of a bit of value left on it. Do we have to be aware of that little bit of Kedushas Maaser Sheni value? And the answer is no. At some point, it can become, there's de minimis exemption, it's considered negligible, and you can just say, you throw the coin back to chul. And the question is, how much value left on the coin? So again, we'll talk about Isar over here. The rationale behind the Shita is not at all, it's not so clear until I get to Beis Hillel at the end, but the halacha follows him. In any case, we have three shitas here. The rationale, like I said, is not exactly clear, but we're going to have three shitas on at what point this isar can have so little value left on it of Maaser Sheni Kedusha that you can ignore that little bit of Kedusha and just use the coin as a chulin coin to buy whatever you want with it. Okay, so there'll be three shitas, Tanakama, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. And in each of those three shitas, we're going to have differentiating between a coin on which Maaser Sheni produce was deconsecrated and a coin in which Maaser Sheni that was Damai produce was deconsecrated. You'll recall that when it comes to Damai, Damai is less it probably doesn't need to take Ma'at Sheni from it at all, but just a requirement to Rabbanan. And if you remember from Maseches Demai there in the first parak, one of the many kulas that apply into Demai is you don't add a chomesh to it. If you redeem Ma'at Sheni produce that was Demai produce, you do have to redeem it out of Suffolk, but you do not add the chomesh. I hope everyone remembers what Demai is. Demai was produce you purchased from an Amaret. You can't trust he tithe it properly, so we're going to essentially tithe it, take the Kedushas Ma'at Sheni, amongst other things, off essentially Masafik, but it's Chazal said you have to do it. Okay, so that's the setup here. So we have three shitas. The first shita, Tanakhama says that once your Issar has now only 1/11 of its value left as Kedushas Ma'at Sheni, 1/11 of an Isser, in other words, that's less than a Pruta, much less than a Pruta. A Pruta is 1/8 of an Isser, we said. At that point, you can ignore it and just, you don't have to spend the last bit or find a way to spend the last bit on Ma'aser Sheni produce. You can just take the coin and use it for whatever purposes you want. That's assuming we're talking about 1/11, we're talking about Demai. But if we're talking about it originally was Demai that was put onto this coin. However, if we're talking about a coin which had real bona fide Doraisa Ma'aser Sheni redeemed onto it, so then according to the Tanakhama, you can't ignore it unless you've dropped down to 1%, one part in 100 of the Issar. Okay? The rationale behind those Shirim is not clear. The second Shita Beis Shammai is we don't differentiate between Demai and Ma'aser Sheni. It's all the same. The requisite amount is 1/10. At 1/10 of an Issar left of Ma'aser Sheni, Kedushin the Cheshvan, at that point you can say it's negligible and use the coin to buy whatever you want. And Beis Hillel, who the Halach is like, says it's 1/10 if we're talking about Ma'aser Sheni that was from Demai, and 1/11 if it's Ma'aser Sheni that was from Vadai. Let me show you the words, and then I'll explain to you the rationale behind Beis Hillel, which is a little bit it's a little tricky. But anyways, let's do it. So here we go. The Mishnah says inside. Hameniach Isar Shal Ma'aser Sheni. You now are in Yerushalayim, you put down a coin of Ma'aser Sheni, and you're going to start now eating against it, eating your food with the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni, and deconsecrating your coin onto that food as you eat that food. Ochalav Achad Asar Be'Isar. If Tanakhama says you have to eat it up until you've got 1/11 left on the coin, Achad Asar. That means 11, but Chazal didn't have the, like what we have in English, like the TH suffix, 11th. An 11 means an 11th here of an Issar. And that, as the Bar Tanur explains, like the Rambam, it's talking about where it's Demai, and if it's Ve'echad Me'a, Be'Issar, it's 1/100, 1/100th, in the event that it's talking about of an Issar, in the event that we're talking about Ma'aser Sheni Vadaya. Only then, when it's only 1% left of the Kedusha on the coin, at that point you could say this coin can just go to Chulin and is spent as normal. That's Tanakhama. Beishame Omrim Hakol Asara. Beishame says everything's at 10, meaning a 10th. So once you're down to a 10th of an Issar of Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha left on the coin is free to be spent as you wish. And Beis Hillel Omrim, well, no, it does depend. Bevadai, if we're talking about Ma'aser Sheni that was Vadai, then Achad Asar. Then you need 1/11. Only at 1/11 at that point can you spend it however you wish. And Uva Demai Asara. When it's Demai, then it's Asara. It's 1/10. Now, that's the end of the Mishnah. I'll explain to the rationale behind Beis Hillel. I hope you understand. I hope I do a good job of explaining it. But if you don't get it, then okay, you've got the Mishnah and the Shita and the Dinam is fine. Here's the story. You'll recall, when you deconsecrate your foodstuffs onto coins, so if it's your own, you need to be mosif a chomish, you have to add a fifth. And the fifth we're talking about here is what we would call 25%, meaning for every 4 that you're deconsecrating, you have to add a fifth one. So the numbers that are going to work out then, that when you're deconsecrating your foodstuffs, let's say eating in Yerushalayim that food, you'll have to be adding a chomesh to the value relative to how it started out. And if you do the math, a 8/10 plus the chomesh is another 2/10, so for a total of 10. So the point is that although normally when the value of something falls below a pruta, we can just ignore it as negligible. Here, because of the chomesh component, the pruta value as it started out because of the extra chomesh that you add in 25, works out that the pruta that started now, which is 1/8 of 1/8 of a isar, was one isar coin. When it started out, it was worth a chomesh less, meaning it was actually a tenth of a chomesh. Yeah, for every tenth of chomesh, tenth of a isar, meaning a tenth of an isar, when you have most of the chomesh, comes up to being worth an eighth of an isar. So that being the case, if you had exactly 1/10 of your value left on your isar coin, that could have still started out as being a pruta of food stuff before you redeemed it. And if we're talking about doraisa, it's still worth exactly a pruta, and then you can't ignore that. But that's 1/10. But at 1/11, it's worth less than a pruta of original food stuff, and therefore you can ignore that value at 1/11. As far as demai produce goes, since there was never a need to add a chomesh in the first place, so then base hill is okay with not 1/11, but even a tenth, 1/10 the value, it's a little bit more. That already it's considered to be still 1/10 of an isar, still less than a pruta, and therefore, and the value is negligible, so you can ignore the value left on the coin and spend it. Why it's not 1/9, I'm not perfectly clear, and I'm certainly not clear why the shear is 1/100 in the Tanakhama.